Mr. Ehrlichman on the line?
Yes, sir.
It occurred to me that that Texas case maybe could be the thing that would accelerate our thing. Do you notice in the paper this morning?
Yes, and...
Didn't you think that was very significant?
Yes, and it's very logical for Connolly to be speaking out now.
Yeah, I think in the light of that, you could talk to him. And,
right.
But I think he is the one. If he'll take the first bite, then we can get it moving.
Okay.
Because with that case and the California case, it's just inevitable now.
Right.
That we have a hell of a crisis.
Right.
Somebody else is going to bite it if we don't.
Well, you see, the court gave him 2 years.
Yeah.
To try and solve it. Well, they'll thrash around in the legislature for a whole year trying to come up with something.
Right. Right, John. Fine. Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Julie's show last night was just special.
You liked it. Good.
Excellent.
I didn't see it, but I is.
Well, it was, I think, the best piece of family television that has ever been done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and you're
a pretty good critic.
Well, you came across beautifully. Just.
Well, I think Pat was saying afterwards that she wished there'd been sort of less of me and the others. You know, they always see me and more of Julie, and I inclined to think she's right. But, of course, we can't control those.
No, and it was a good balance, I thought. Everybody got a little bit in. David was awfully good.
Yeah,
we came away just feeling that it was the best thing we'd ever seen any of you do.
Well, that's nice.
Just first sure. rate.
Well, fine. Hope it gets people in the Christmas spirit.
Well, I think it will.
I've been up since about 8 o'clock, and I've made 40 calls already.
Really? Nice.
I've covered all the cabinet.
Oh, I've
good. Covered all the, well, call one call was in Wisconsin. An 18-year-old had written me a very moving letter. His 19-year-old brother committed suicide after taking LSD. So I called him, and he put his mother on, his two sisters out in Beloit. That was worthwhile.
That's great.
And then, of course, you find out things, too. I called Albert to find that George Andrews of Alabama died this morning. So I'm calling his wife now. But otherwise, it's going fine.
Merry Christmas to you.
Incidentally, on the calls, naturally, I got my usual requests for appointments. One, Romney. And I said, well, just as soon as I'm traveling back and forth, you get a hold of John.
Yeah.
John, come in.
Well, I've been holding him off because he's got three very half-baked ideas, and we've been trying to get him.
But if you bake him a little bit, you can point out that we have to get through Sato before I can do it, though.
I've told him that.
When we get that, but I set it up for him. I said, you know, George, I'm on these trips, and I just, you grab, tell him we get through Sato. Around the 10th of the month is
good.
That time.
Good. Okay.
But he should get in for him. He didn't press it. He was very nice about it, but said he'd like to see me sometime.
Yeah, I know. We've had two letters from him, and I've been meeting.
But Bofi didn't ask for anything, so that was good.
Good day.
Yeah, I got off fast. Okay.
Fine. Merry Christmas.